So welcome once again, everybody, to another edition of Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore. Right now, running the show for me is Gavin. He is ultra-talented. He's extremely handsome, and the world really loves him. Got a haircut, too. Nice. Look at that.
Yeah,
I like it.
Looks good.
Back to school. And then, of course, you hear that voice. Unfortunately, Lisa is my co-host tonight. Lisa.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, there you go. And let's talk real quick. We got two great guests in here. We're going to talk about an event coming up this Saturday. Paul Palooza. It's my favorite, as I've mentioned many times, being on the Chamber, it's my favorite event to host and be a part of. It's just so much fun. Before we go any further, Lisa, there's been several people that agree with me on this that have listened. I think that you do owe me an apology.
So what?
Well, okay, so I apologized to you a few episodes ago, right? Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's aired yet, so you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. But you did not accept my apology. So would you like to elaborate on that? Why didn't you accept my apology?
Because, I mean, what you said was uncalled for, so.
Well, here's what I did, okay?
So, and I don't even know, and I was not here to defend myself, okay, so.
Let me just say this, okay? So, people have said, and Gavin, you would know this because you've been here every episode, that I was a little mean to you. I said you need to go home and practice and get funny or whatever.
But yeah, you keep calling me back.
I keep calling you back, but I did apologize. I said, I'm sorry that you're not as funny as I am. And you're not as good at this, and you were taken back by that. And I just
well, because
that's an apology.
I'm not a dry person. I'm if anybody knows me knows how outgoing and fun I am. I am.
No, you are. We're both shy. We both get it.
We know
who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we know who we are. But I am glad you're here.
Okay, Jamie, I accept your apology. Can
there
we
you
move
go.
Forward?
That's all I wanted. That's
Can
all
we
I
move
wanted.
Forward?
That's all I wanted.
All right.
That's all I wanted. You get to come
Squash
back.
It.
You get to come back next episode.
Perfect.
Possibly. We'll talk Perfect. About it. But again, you know that I've mentioned Paul Palooza is my favorite event.
It's my favorite too.
We love it. Mm. And we are always stuck on a stage together.
We are.
And people are coming up yelling at us, but we don't care because we love this event so much. You got winter dog races coming up. We've got the Puppy Pool Pavilion, and that sounds just as fun as it really is, Gavin. It's a Puppy Pool Pavilion. To me, it's the costume contest are great. People get a little angry about that, but I still like it. Mm-hmm. Funny Pet Photo Contest, King and Queen Palooza. There's food trucks for everybody, and not just for the humans. We have food trucks for the dogs as well. So it's going to be a great event. And to talk more about this event, I'm excited. We've got two young ladies that work at the veterinarian clinic. We got Whitney Kimbrell or Whitney Williams. We talked about this before we came on the air, so I'm going to go ahead and say Williams, right? Is that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. You said Kimbrell at first. I've never had this happen before to me when I was talking to somebody, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get it right because, you know, you're a guest here. So Whitney Williams, not Whitney Kimbrell. And we've got Lucy Cornegie.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's
Look
right.
Look at me. So y'all are very important. Y'all are a big part of the show. And are y'all going to be at the event?
Yes.
Y'all like the event? You have a good time there?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite part? I'm just throwing it out there.
I like the costume contest.
Is it not fun?
Yeah.
Is it not fun? It is cute. Mm-hmm. Until you get yelled at by somebody that somebody didn't follow the rules correctly. Yeah. Because I have a microphone, that seems to be me a lot.
Yeah. There's lots of rules and lots of dogs, so it's kind of hard. Yeah.
But I'll take it in stride. So I wish we could have, you know, if this was television, we could have brought some puppies or something. But since it's not, couldn't see it. You could hear it, but you couldn't see it. But we'll talk more about what you do and all that in a second. But let's get to know you a little bit. Because anytime we have a guest, it's all about Hueytown. So from Hueytown, high school, where'd you go? We'll start with you, Whitney.
I went to Oak Grove High School.
Go Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Go Tigers.
Yep.
Did you grow up on Oak Grove and the river out that way?
Yeah, I grew up in Adger.
Okay. Now, have you ever been in the Warrior River?
Love Adger.
Yes, I have.
You don't hear that a lot, but thank you, Lisa.
You
what
don't.
A what a dynamite drop in there, Lisa. I love Adger. I don't know if I've ever heard that
before. It's the Warrior River. It's the Warrior River. That's where it is.
When you get in the river, do you feel cleaner after you get out of the water, or do you think a shower is involved? Do you think it's important?
Shower for sure.
Yeah. What's the place you go hang out at? The river bend?
No,
of course not.
We don't discuss that.
That's a restaurant, right? Am I wrong about that?
No. Well, I mean, I guess you get food there.
There you go.
I'm
you,
not
get,
sure.
You get food there. Okay. So, now, Lucy, you're from Hueytown, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you graduated. You're a Golden Gopher. I don't think Hueytown played Oak Grove, did they?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Did y'all know each other before you?
No. Mm-mm.
So there could be no smack talked.
No smack talk.
Okay. Great. So have y'all lived in Hueytown, Oak Grove your whole life? Did y'all go away to college? Or this has been where you've lived your whole life?
Whole life.
I went away to college for a little bit and then came back.
Where'd you go to college at?
Mississippi State for 2 years.
Wow. Starkville.
Yep.
Now, I will say this. I've been to several SEC stadiums, and I've been to several college towns. There's nothing going on in Starkville after 9 o'clock.
No.
Nothing. So I bet you got a lot of studying done.
Sure.
That didn't sound too confident. Did you go to a lot of ball games?
Yes.
What's up with the cowbell? Tell me about that. Why is it?
I mean, it's our noisemaker. We're the only SEC stadium that allows noisemakers in the stadium. So.
Well, it's technically not allowed. They just didn't enforce it.
Well.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. It's loud, but you know what? It's not very big, but it's loud because of the cowbell. I've been there a couple of times.
It is very loud.
Now, I will say this is going to probably upset you. I like Ole Miss better, but that's going to probably make you mad. Nope. I get that. Oxford's very nice. It's
Nope. Not a fan. I've been to Oxford one time, and that was for the Morgan Wallen concert that got canceled. So
that's why she doesn't like Oxford.
And it's the Egg Bowl, too. You know, it's a good time. Big game. So did y'all both, and y'all both feel free to answer this. Did y'all always want to work in the veterinarian field? Was that a goal? Was that something you wanted? Did you enjoy that growing up? What made you want to do it?
I mean, I just liked animals, but I never really seen myself being in the position I was in today. It kind of fell into my lap, kind of applied to a position at a job and then wound up here in Hueytown.
Okay.
But you've been in Hueytown for a while.
Yeah, March will be 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. You've been there. A good while. You have two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going on. This is my sixth year.
Okay.
So it'll be 7 years next July. I always wanted to be. I wanted to be a vet originally. That's why I went to Mississippi State.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then I found out about the vet tech program. So then I moved back home because my grades weren't great. And then went through the Jeff State program. And I'm our only licensed veterinary technician that we have at Hueytown. So
now, tell me the difference between a vet technician and a vet.
We can't prescribe drugs. We're not legally allowed to give rabies vaccines, but we can't do surgeries. So pretty much the same thing. We do more hands-on stuff. That's why I liked it more than a vet. And plus, you don't have that much debt when you get out of school. So.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. College can be a tad bit, Gavin, it can be a tad bit expensive. Be prepared for that. So when working with, and I guess you see more than dogs.
Yes, we do dogs and cats only.
Okay. Which one's the more difficult to deal with?
It depends. I'm not necessarily a cat person because they don't usually warn you.
Yeah.
That they're going to bite you. Dogs, it just kind of depends. You know, they're temperamental, especially if they're little, they're going to be a little bit moody. German Shepherds, they have their tendencies. So it just kind of depends. You have to learn how to react and treat each animal differently depending on how they want to act that day.
It seems like a lot of people feel that way about cats.
I'm a cat person.
Okay, there you go. See, it's rare that I meet a cat. So why would you be a cat person?
I love cats.
Of course, Lisa's a cat person.
I have sweet Bella. She is, oh God, I love her.
I have two cats. One's a little crazy. Lucy loves him, but.
Yeah. I love a cat.
They're just,
they're low maintenance. Yeah. And they just come to you when they want affection. You know, you can go out of town. Exactly. You don't have to worry about boarding them or having somebody come. Pet watch, you just put them some food out, some water, and.
But I have heard that if you get one good cat, you'll be a cat person. And that is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I love a cat. Yeah. I would. Now, I have Sweet Mia, but I would have. Cats are my preference. After I lost Vinny, cats are my preference.
If I had my first cat, I would not get another one if I didn't have my. They're great. He's crazy. But my other cat is great.
So, are you simply just a cat person?
I love dogs. Yeah.
I just got a golden retriever.
I would think if you're a vet, you're gonna probably have some animals with you because that's the whole point of doing what you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you dread most about being a vet and working there? What's the one thing that's just the toughest part of it?
It really depends. Some of it's really this week. It's been a lot of ignorance. They don't really understand flea and tick prevention, heartworm prevention, a lot about parvo. So it's just really hard, especially when we know, but the outside public doesn't know all the dangers that it is. If you don't get your dogs vaccinated, you don't have them on heartworm prevention. So it's just why aren't they doing this? And you're like, it's not their fault. It's they don't know. They don't understand. They haven't been taught. So it's just a lot of that.
Is that something y'all do, educating people? Do y'all try your best to do that?
Mm-hmm. We try. But I mean, we have so many clientele and not everybody knows, so it's just kind of hard to mm-hmm. be individual with everybody.
When you see, when a person brings in a dog and it's not looking good, is it very similar to when a doctor has to go out into the waiting room and give them the bad news? Is it something like that? It's got to be just a tough part of that job.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, is that something that's happened to you before?
Oh, yes. It's definitely a very hard part of our job is kind of talking about end of life, that kind of thing, because it's not easy, especially you've got end of life or you've got something that we can treat, but you've got to talk about money, and a lot of the stuff we do is kind of expensive, so you've kind of got to weigh your options on which one you can afford at that time.
And it's hard for whenever you've known the clients mm-hmm. for a while mm-hmm. and, you know, you have grown with them and their pets, right. and then it kind of, you know, sucks with that part.
Well, I know I had, Vinny. Vinny was a heart mm-hmm. patient there for
right.
a while. Oh, wow. And, you know, he just all of a sudden got sicker. And, you know, we had to have that discussion about end of life. And right. Hueytown took excellent care of him and me through, I mean, I was a wreck, you know. And, you know, Dr. Champion and
Dr. Birchfield.
Dr. Birchfield, yeah. They both were just wonderful. And, you know, they did everything they could to try to figure out what was right. going on with him. And then when that discussion came, it was very, very empathetic. Right. So.
And your mom had a sick dog this week, too.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Puddin'.
Yes.
Oh, she's precious.
She is precious.
And then
she's
got Sophie, yeah. who's a diabetic, yes. who has a sensor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hueytown Vet's the greatest. I mean, you've got to take your animals there.
I'm just laughing at the name Puddin'. I like it.
Oh, but, well, she was a rescue, actually. So, but she was sick, so we had to get her taken care of.
So, I would think that the world's kind of changed when it comes to pets in general, but dogs for sure in the last yes. 35, 40 years. Mm-hmm. At one time, your dog lived outside.
Right.
You fed them. I know my grandmother would feed them scraps from the mm-hmm. table. They had a bunch of Australian Shepherds, and they were cattle dogs. So they lived outside. Right. They worked with cattle. And over time, dogs are not pets anymore.
Nope.
They're family. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for some people, for a lot of people, dogs are the kids, the children. Is that yes. something you've noticed, even yes. in just your short period of time?
Definitely. Yeah. They're definitely more of the family than they used to be. And some people still want them to be outside dogs. Some of them don't. It just kind of varies, especially since the pandemic. We've noticed a lot more mm-hmm. hands-on. We've got a lot more anxiety with the animals, especially when they start going back to work. They're like, oh, my owner's never left me home alone. So they freak out. And so
okay, all right.
It's a lot more hands-on. They're getting a lot more time. But the daycare helps with that, too. So
let's talk about that. So y'all do boarding.
Yes.
And also daycare. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about that.
So we have several different types of suites you can get.
Mm-hmm.
We have cat condos, which are for cats only, of course. And then we have smaller cages for like smaller dogs like Yorkies and mm-hmm. Pomeranians and little dogs up to 40 pounds, I think. And then we have larger suites. So we have indoor-outdoor suites and just indoor only. Our boarding books up fast, so if you want yes. to board, please call and get it.
Especially reserved. Around holidays yes. and all throughout summer.
Yes.
If you're going to go out of town, go ahead and call us. Go ahead and call us now.
Yes.
Do y'all do training?
No, we do not
okay.
do training.
Okay.
Now, you say board fast. Is that something that you see has been a kind of a change? Like 5 years ago, were people boarding their pets as much?
I would say yes, but after COVID, I guess when everybody got to go on vacation again, mm-hmm. it's gotten crazy.
Yeah.
Boarding. Like, we've been booked up every week.
Everybody's
like,
taking those vacations they couldn't yeah, for 3 years.
Even last fall, I remember we were booked every single weekend mm-hmm. and had yeah. wait lists for the weekends.
Weekends, so, yeah. book up, and like all summer we're booked. Thanksgiving week, we're booked.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Booked. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spring break.
Yeah.
So, Whitney, let's talk about the great thing about working here is you get to work with a lot of pets and animals, but you also got to be on television, I hear, mm-hmm. last year. You got the opportunity to be a TV star. Yeah. What'd you think about that? And do you see yourself as somebody that likes being on camera, being
nope.
with the microphone in front of them?
Nope.
She did such Not a fan. Both of these ladies did such a fantastic job last year representing the vet. And along with the chamber.
Were you nervous when the questions were being asked to you? Or did you know what they were going to ask? Or
I was a little nervous.
Okay.
I mean, I don't expect them to call me back or be on like a Netflix show or something.
We want you to host your own show.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
A cooking show with dogs. Think about it.
No one would want to eat my food or no.
What about you? Were you on television? Did you have a good time with it?
It was okay. I mean, would I want to do it again? Not necessarily, but I mean, it is what it is. It's part of our jobs. So,
right. Well, I mean,
whatever we need to do, we'll do.
That's right.
And if you don't know, the building is so nice. It's a beautiful. When you built it, like I drove by the first time, I didn't know. I was like, what in the world? Okay, that's great.
Yeah, people think it's a hospital for people. Yeah.
I mean, Hueytown really went all out, and it's amazing the job that they did with that building and the job that y'all do. Y'all make such a difference, and people that are not dog love, and I always go back to dogs because they, you know, it's man's best friend, you know, whatever. But whatever the animal, do y'all treat pretty much all animals?
No, we just do dogs and cats only. So
okay, is there other so around, let's say, just in the western area around Birmingham, you would need a veterinarian clinic for other animals because Oak Grove, there's probably like a lot of cows and, you know, cattle and stuff.
Not Oak Grove. Cows?
No, no, of course not. Not a lot of cattle.
I mean, maybe an Adger, but not Oak Grove.
Which Lisa loves Adger, but you see what I'm saying? There'd be a need for that. Is that right. Is there places like that that have that?
Yeah. There's a couple. There's a few that do large animal, but not as many.
They probably go there. They probably go to,
most of the vets
yeah.
that do.
I'm thinking like reptile and hamsters
large
and things
animal
like that. Yeah.
Go out there just because, I mean, you're not going to take your 1,000-pound horse to the vet.
No, of course not.
It's not easy to do that, so the vet usually
load up on a trailer,
them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you, if you're a veterinarian, is that something that you deal with all animals? Do you have specialties, or is that something you're well-rounded where you
most
can deal with those issues?
Vets, when you go through vet school, you're going to learn about all of your animals. So you're going to know a little bit about everything. Most doctors do specialize either cats, dogs, and then some of them will do like some exotic, so like hamsters, guinea pigs, some reptiles. But most of them, they kind of pick one or the other just because there's too much to know about everything.
Yeah.
Because it's a wide array.
If you're a veterinarian, I think that you'd have to be trained in a lot of things. But, man, that would be tough for me, no matter how well or trained I was. If somebody brought in a snake, I'd have a tough time with that.
Oh, me too.
I mean, I'd have a tough time. I would have to say, I don't know if I can help you. I want to, but I'm just scared. I'm scared to death. We've
definitely had to do that because, like we said, we only do dogs and cats.
Yeah.
So some people come in with like a rabbit or a bird or a snake occasionally. We're like, we don't do those, so go take
squirrels.
Them somewhere else.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Okay.
Well, let's talk a little Pawpalooza. It's coming up this Saturday. It's going to be such a great event. By the way, the costume contest, I don't know if I've told them this or not, but the Hueytown TV crew will be judging that with me. So two of them are here right now, not mic'd up. We've got Cameron and Jaslyn, but they'll be, and Gavin. So be ready for that, and be ready for, you know, parents to yell at you. I'll say, if they come and yell, I'll be like, talk to Cameron. She's in charge. That's what I'm going to do. Go ahead and be prepared for it, Cameron. Go ahead and knock yourself out. But again, I mentioned this earlier, but it'll be such a great day. So many things going on. I didn't mention there's a photo booth for pups and humans. Plenty of vendors, food trucks, family fun. You know, both of you said you've been a part of this event before. What do y'all like most about it? And it's not something you see everywhere. This is really different. Mm-hmm. And Hueytown does a great job with this.
I like seeing everybody out with their dogs and having fun and the food trucks and costume contest. I love all that. I think it's fun to do, especially the end of summer going into the fall.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
And how many years is this make y'all as one of our presenting sponsors? This is like the third, I think.
Third or fourth.
Yeah. So.
Listen, I say this. We do a lot of events, but this is always my favorite. I think
it's the best. I love it.
You just have a different kind of crowd out. Everybody's in such a good mood, and you get to see all these dogs, and they get to have a great time because, unfortunately, you know, they don't get to come to all these events.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, this is my event, and I'm taking center stage. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have a great time. We really appreciate y'all coming out and being a part of this and being one of our sponsors and talking about it and the jobs you do with these animals being on TV. Cool. That's great. Hopefully we can get you back on there. I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
I told her I could pick her up Monday on the way in.
We can do that.
I don't know about that.
She'll be at work.
I'll be at work. So sorry.
Oh, there you go. She'll be at work.
Well, let's just move it there. Let's bring the cameras there.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could talk to them, make that happen.
We'll show up.
What do y'all think about this, though? Your own podcast after doing this? Is it something you could, you know, maybe like a...
Probably not.
Do you feel better about doing this than...
Yeah, but I still don't want to hear my own voice.
Me either. I know how
you're afraid of the speakers at work, Whitney.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Oh, Lord.
All right, so let's do it. I told you about five questions, and these are random. There's nothing about this that makes sense whatsoever. You'll have a chance to answer. You've got – hit you there. You've got a couple of questions, and you're going to kind of – it'll be animal related, so it'll be a little easy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a little animal related. Okay. Okay, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to make it easy for you. I want to make it as difficult as possible, so you have to think and really struggle. No, it won't be that big of a deal. You get one restaurant to eat at the rest of your life. What will it be? If you say Wendy's, I'll laugh at you, but I'll respect you.
I like Wendy's.
Who doesn't? But one restaurant, though. Stop, Cameron. I saw you nod your head.
Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. You get one, and you're going to eat Chick-fil-A. That's all you can eat
the rest of your life. You're not going to have steak ever again? You're only going to eat chicken?
Yeah. That's all you get is chicken the rest of your life.
They have salad.
With chicken.
Okay. I would eat that. What would you pick?
I mean.
We're judging her so bad. What are you talking about?
Hey, go big or go home. So.
I mean, I guess I'd do Beef O'Brady's just because you've got a wide array. You can have salad. Okay. You can have chicken. Okay, they have steak on the menu.
Yeah, you can do any restaurant. Okay. You want to change your answer?
Maybe Chipotle. You could really change it up. Yeah, you can. They got chicken, steak.
You got rice, beans.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we thought we were having for lunch.
So are you changing Chick-fil-A to Chipotle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't expect Beef O'Brady. Now, I'm going to be – that's kind of surprising.
That's a good choice, though.
Yeah.
It is.
The one in Pelham is probably the best one to me. I bet they're
I haven't eaten there. We usually eat at the one in Hoover.
It's not as good to me. I've ate it both. We've recorded a show. We used to record a show there on Tuesday nights at the one in Pelham. And they gave us free food. Maybe that's why I liked it so much. It's free. There you go. Never mind. It's the free food aspect. All right. So it's a 10-hour trip. You're taking a 10-hour trip. Okay. Would you rather drive or fly? And why?
Fly.
Okay.
I like to fly.
You like to fly?
Yeah.
I hate airports, but I do like to fly.
I hate airports, too.
Is it just 10 hours because you're driving the 10 hours, or is it 10 hours in the plane?
It's a 10-hour trip. If you drive it, it's 10 hours. So you know.
I'm flying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So no fear of flying?
No.
Yeah. See, I don't fear flying. I fear crashing, but flying's not a problem for me. Yeah. I don't have a mind of that. But I do hate airports. I lost my laptop at Birmingham last year flying to Washington.
Why would you
hate it? I know. It's their fault. It's not mine.
How'd you lose a laptop?
Okay, I didn't know.
You didn't
know.
Even get on the plane.
Hold on a second. So they said, I'm going in the line. They say, you got to take your laptop out. Yeah, they're yelling at me. I mean, they're just not. TSA, why yell?
You just left it?
I eventually found it, but that's not the point. The point is that they lost it and they were mad at me. And again, they're just yelling. Why can't you just be not? If you're listening and you're working at an airport, you know, just be kind. Hey, buddy, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Hey there. Not yell at you like you're a child. I'm bothered by it. Anyway, go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, my question?
Yes. You got two in a row, then I'll do the last one.
Okay. All right. So, with y'all working in a vet, tell me what your favorite breed is.
Good question, Lisa. Good
question. Mine's a golden retriever, but I'm biased because I have one.
Okay.
Yeah. We're cats. I like cats, too.
Well, we've already established you're a cat person.
Yeah.
So, domestic cat.
Yeah, domestic cat.
Okay. I don't necessarily know if I have a favorite breed. I like bigger dogs better than smaller dogs.
Okay.
And, I mean, most of, like, the purebred dogs aren't necessarily my favorite. So, like, give me a good little mutt.
Okay.
Like Buford.
Okay.
Buford's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I
Buford. Like the name Buford. I got a cousin named Buford, so.
And not that it would be the worst. I'm talking about, like, what is your least favorite breed or animal, cat, dog, whatever, that you have to deal with and why?
Well, I don't have to touch them, so I like them all.
She likes them all because she doesn't have to touch them.
They don't bite me.
Cats, temperamental. German Shepherds, 95% of the time they're going to try to bite me, so we already know that.
We've established this.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So they go ahead and get a little party hat on their snoot, uh-huh. And we're good.
You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to audition for American Idol.
Oh, gosh.
That's great.
What is the one song, it's your only audition, if you do it well, you're on the show. You're going to Hollywood. What's the one song you're going to sing?
I don't even know what song I'm
going to
sing.
Another part of that question, are you a good singer?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's so...
I mean, I think I can carry a tune, but I don't think I'm American Idol worthy.
Well, it depends. Come on now. It depends on the song, though. So what song? Your go-to song. Take your time here. We're recording, so we can be here for like till midnight. Mm-mm. High school kids have to go home though, but eventually.
But you gotta think outside the box. It doesn't necessarily have to be female. It could be
a
male
song
that you like, a male singer that you like in the song.
You can break out some One Direction. Great band, by the way.
I mean, I can tear up some Chris Stapleton. I'm just saying,
he was really good at Rock the South.
Yeah, I was. He's really good.
It could be Chris Stapleton.
It could. I mean, you know, his wife sings with him all the time.
I don't know.
Okay, what mean? would it be country? Would it be?
It'd be country.
Okay, all right.
That's about all I'll listen to. So,
all right. So, just name. So, your favorite song right now on the radio.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite.
This is a tough question. I've never had. I've never stumped anybody before. And most people are like, "Okay, let me just say something to get this over with." But y'all are really putting some time into it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. This is important.
I mean, this is going to give them the golden ticket. Yeah. They have to pick the right song.
Yeah, you have to pick the right song. Yeah, you have to pick the right song.
That's a hard question, actually.
Anything Taylor Swift wise? You know, she's very talented.
I do love Taylor Swift, and I was stuck in the queue and didn't get tickets.
She's not my favorite, so.
I like her. She can carry a tune.
Are you going? She can.
All right.
She doesn't have the money.
That's, by the way, Jasmine saying she would love to go, but she doesn't have the money for Taylor Swift tickets. That's too bad.
It is.
Maybe I know some people. Maybe I can make something happen. So don't hold me to that.
I get famous from TV, I'll hook you up.
Yeah. From your podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That or the news last year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not moving on.
Yeah, I still don't know the song, though. Maybe a Carrie Underwood song.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have those lungs, but like.
She can sing.
Yeah.
She can sing.
I can't sing either.
We'll just say a Taylor Swift song.
So not going to go song, but you would sing something from the Taylor Swift catalog.
Yeah.
And let's something from that. The Carrie Underwood. Okay. Yeah. Both talented. I mean, I'm a fan.
I think it's great.
Lisa likes it. By the way, you did a great job. Everybody give Lisa a big round of applause. Great job. Probably her best performance. She asked a couple of questions. Didn't need my help. I'm super. You're getting good at this. Could be a podcast for me and you. Maybe Lisa and Jamie. Morning show. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Well, listen, Whitney and Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank y'all. And thank you for all y'all do for the Hueytown community.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're awesome.
Definitely.
And we look forward, Whitney, Lucy, to seeing you at Pawpalooza. Hope that y'all be a part of that again. And thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the go-home song. And I'm just thinking female artists.
If you play Who Let the Dogs Out, I swear.
I'm not going to. That would be funny, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go a little Jewel. What do you like? You want me to go, Jewel?
Go Jewel, I guess.
No. Because now the way you looked at me.
No, go Jewel. I mean, just do it.
Okay. Of course. I'm going to go Alanis Morissette, hand in my pocket.
There you go.
Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.